and in the meantime, he was drinking steadily. He drank, however, only the choicest beverages, decorously and, for him, sparingly. Thus, while he was seldom what would be called strictly sober, he was never really drunk. He shunned low resorts, living in the best hotel and frequenting only the finest taverns. The finest, that is, with one exception, the Crown on Shield. Not only did he not go there, he never spoke of it, or would discuss the place. It was as though, for him, it did not exist. Occasionally he escorted, oh so correctly, a charming companion to supper or to the theater, but ordinarily he was alone. Alone by choice, aloof, austere, possibly not quite sure of himself. He rebuffed all attempts to inveigle him into any one of the numerous cliques with which the upper crust abounded. He waited for what he knew would come. Underlings of gradually increasing numbers and importance came to him with invitations to the Crown on Shield, but he refused them all. Curtly, definitely, and without giving reason or excuse. In the light of what he was going to do there, he could not be seen in the place unless and until it was clear to all that the visit was not of his own design. Finally, Crown and Shield, himself, met the ex-miner as though by accident.
"Why haven't you been out to our place, Mr. Williams?" he asked heartily.
"Because I didn't want to, and I don't want to," Kinnison replied, flatly and definitively.
"But why?" demanded the Bosconian director, this time in genuine surprise.
"It's getting talked about. Everybody comes to the Crown. People are wondering why you never even look in on us."
"You know who I am, don't you?" The lensman's voice was coldly level, uninflected.
"Certainly. William Williams, formerly of Aldebaran II."
"No. Wild Bill Williams, Meteor Miner. The Crown on Shield boasts that it does not solicit the patronage of men of my profession. If I go there, some dimwit will start blasting off about miners. Then you'll have the job of mopping him up off the floor with a sponge, and the patrol will be after me with a speedster. Thanks just the same, but none of that for me."
"Oh, is that all?" Crown and Shield smiled in relief. "Perhaps a natural misapprehension, Mr. Williams, but you are entirely mistaken. It is true that practicing miners do not find our society congenial. But you are no longer a miner. We never refer to any man's past. As an Aldebaranian gentleman, we would welcome you. And, in the extremely remote contingency to which you refer, I assure you that you would not have to act. Any guest so boorish would be expelled."